So what does this mean for the average first milk supplier?
Well, obviously it's going to put a lot more pressure on their sort of cash flow business, the cash flow in their business. It's a very demanding time of the year for money, feed. It's an expensive time to produce milk. And a lot of farmers have arrangements with merchants and so forth where they are paying bills off on the 20th of the month. So obviously with the milk check being delayed, then they would probably have a knock-on effect through the supply chain. So I have spoken to all the major banks this morning and sort of asked them to show an understanding to their farming customers that certain people may struggle on a cash flow basis over the next fortnight.
First Milk are talking about a payment being delayed, but this is not just this payment, this is on an ongoing basis. So this is tantamount to a dairy producer having to effectively give First Milk 2 weeks' worth of milk for nothing until such a time that First Milk decides to pay for it, isn't it?
Well, obviously, this is going to be difficult for certain farmers because they're going to have to wait that extra fortnight, and that's going to be ongoing in the short term anyway. So people producing milk on the 1st of January will not receive the money till the end of February. So that is bound to have will have consequences to farmers' businesses, yes.
And if I'm a farmer, what should I do? What advice are you giving to your members?
Well, obviously, talk to your regional reps within First Milk, but most important is to talk to your banks to explain to them the situation. We've done it at a high level at the NFU. There is that understanding. But again, it's so important that the financial stability of First Milk needs to be secured because that processing sector, farmer-controlled business, is desperately required.
Do you think First Milk can get through this?
It's desperately important that they do, yes, because they have lots and lots of members. And at this time, it's very difficult to actually sort of... So let's go back a stage. At this stage, other processors are not actually out there actively recruiting members or volumes. So it would put a lot of farmers at a huge disadvantage if they couldn't find a... Not a disadvantage, you could drive them out of business if they couldn't find another processor. So it's so important that they do actually sort of survive, yes.
Secretary of State Liz Truss was saying yesterday that she felt that milk prices would rise later this year, and it was important for farmers to be able to withstand the hard times that they're going through. Now, you're going to have talks, I understand, with the DEFRA's resilience group regarding milk futures and futures trading. Could that be one option?
Longer term, there are many options. Country of origin labelling is so important for dairy products, and we're arguing that strongly in Europe. We've been arguing for market management measures in Europe, but we don't seem to have gained a lot of ground. Private storage aid we were successful on. Futures could be a way forward for dairy commodities for people to analyse the market going forward, but the important thing is to get the price of this milk up. And I was heartened. I know it was only 3.6%, but on the Fonterra auction this week, at least we've seen the first upward trend for months, and let us hope some of those buyers on the global market will come into the market at this time and help to lift the price back up to a more realistic level, because longer term farmers cannot afford to produce milk less than 29-30 pence per litre.